Mineral salts are an essential component of health, but a typical Western diet is much more likely to have too much rather than too little salt. The salty taste promotes digestion, is mildly laxative, and has a mildly relaxing effect. Too much salt is associated with an increased risk for high blood pressure and may play a minor role in the development of osteoporosis. In addition to common table salt, the salty taste is carried in fish, soy sauce, tamari, seaweed products, and most sauces. Be aware of your salt intake, recognizing that it is an essential taste, but one that must be taken in moderation. The pungent or spicy taste is usually referred to as hot. Most cultures recognize the value of the spicy taste, although Americans tend to be shy about it. The pungent spices have always been sought and valued. One of the major motivations for the journey of Christopher Columbus was to discover a shortcut to the exotic spices of India, which were prized by Western Europeans. The spicy flavor usually results from essential oils that are rich in antioxidant properties. Their ability to neutralize decay-causing free radicals may explain why pungent spices were commonly used to preserve food. The natural chemicals in hot spices are also antibacterial. Most scientific research has shown that natural compounds contained within spicy food sources, such as onions, leeks, chives, and garlic, may help lower your cholesterol level and blood pressure. Other studies have found that these pungent foods can protect you from cancer-causing agents in the environment. Chilies, ginger, horseradish, mustard, black and red pepper, radishes, and many culinary spices, including basil, cinnamon, cloves, cumin, oregano, peppermint, rosemary, and thyme, all carry the pungent taste. Use them liberally in your diet for both their flavor and the age-reversing benefits they bring to your health. Green and yellow vegetables are the primary source of the bitter taste. Common examples include bell peppers, broccoli, celery, chard, eggplant, endive, spinach, and zucchini. Most green leafy vegetables range from mild to very bitter. Bitterness reflects the many natural chemicals contained in vegetables that have a wide range of age-reversing and health-enhancing effects. These phytochemicals, phyto is Greek for plant, help detoxify carcinogens, lower serum cholesterol levels, and enhance your immunity. All vegetables carry essential vitamins and minerals. Green vegetables are good sources of B vitamins and folate, now known to play an important role in protecting against heart disease. Vegetables are an important source of both soluble and insoluble fiber. The soluble fiber is good for your heart, and the insoluble fiber improves the movement of food through your digestive tract. High fiber diets are associated with a lower risk for breast and digestive tract cancers. The American Cancer Society recommends a minimum of 5 helpings of fruits and vegetables each day, but some studies have shown that less than 10% of Americans regularly follow this advice. We echo what mothers have been saying since the dawn of humanity. Eat your vegetables. Many herbs also carry the bitter taste and are important components of a healthy, balanced diet. Chamomile, cilantro, coriander, cumin, dill, fenugreek, licorice, rhubarb, rosemary, saffron, sage, tarragon, and turmeric are examples of culinary herbs and spices that contain the bitter flavor. Most medicinal herbs, such as echinacea, aloe, black cohosh, gentian, golden seal, licorice, passion flower, skullcap, and St. John's wort, are predominantly bitter due to their high concentrations of phytochemicals. Most people are not naturally attracted to the bitter taste, but small quantities enhance the taste of food and contribute to your well-being.